Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Megan Miller of the Crooked Creek Christian Camps about summer camps for kids. This is part one of a two-part interview.
School's out, summer is underway, and one facility that is available here in Washington County is your facility. Can you tell us what it is and what people can do there?
Definitely. So Crooked Creek Christian Camp, we're located just south of Washington, and we offer summer camps for youth as well as other retreat buildings for family gatherings or other events people are interested in hosting.
And how big is the facility?
We have over 300 acres, but we don't use quite all the land. We have various buildings. The summer camp buildings are, we have a pavilion, and then we have 13 youth cabins and pool and activity center and all other sorts of activities. And then other retreat buildings, we have a retreat lodge, which can host over 100 people. We also have a kind of a home in the woods called Shepherd's Inn, which can host up to 14 people, and then a few other cabins and whatnot.
So it's a chance to get away from your screens.
Definitely. That is something we definitely encourage, is to come out, take a retreat from everyday life, and enjoy nature at its finest.
And you have some certain camps coming up. Can you highlight a few of those for us?
For sure. Yeah. Starting off, we have our high school camp, which is for grades 9 through 12. And it's an extended weekend. It's coming up June 8th through 11th. And we do various activities. We have some of our classic water slide and games and pool, but we also do an offsite trip and play some games that we don't normally play with the other camps. So that's a lot of fun. And then we move on down to the younger grades, and we have first and second grade camp, which is just one overnight.
Which can be a big deal for some of those kids.
It is. It's a huge deal. And it's a nice chance to try it out, to see if you can handle one night away from mom and dad, which is a lot of fun. And yeah, we have a lot of activities planned, nature and crafts and singing and campfires and the ever popular s'more. And then we also have a third and fourth grade camp later that week, which is two nights, 3 days. So again, little older kids, and then not quite the full week long camps.
And with all of these, why do you feel it's important to offer camps like these to local kids?
Yeah, I think so often, like you mentioned earlier, screens are just always in our face, and it's a really nice way to get out of the norm and surround yourself with trees and grass and areas to run around, as well as the community that's developed within the cabin. It's kind of a culture unlike any other. You almost have to be there to experience, but camp is such a special place where you cultivate relationships with other kids your age and play games and enjoy activities that you don't normally get to do. And you're away from your parents and what you do normally, perhaps in the summer, for a week at a time. And it becomes a really great bonding experience.
And if parents are interested in signing their kids up or getting more information before they do, where do they get that information?
Heading to our website, crookedcreekcamp.org, has all of the information for parents, including packing lists or what not to bring or frequently asked questions. And then you can also register your kids there.
And do the different camps have different fee rates?
They do. So some of the younger camps are a little bit cheaper, and then the older they get, they're a little bit more. On average, they're around $200 for a week. However, we also offer scholarships. And so we believe that anybody who wants to go to camp should be able to. And so if you are interested in sending your kid but not sure you can afford the price, call the camp and we would be happy to work with you. And we want people to be able to come out and enjoy.
And what kind of feedback do you get from kids?
So we definitely have a lot of kids that aren't sure that this is the space for them and are nervous about being away from mom and dad or spending the night with people they might not know. And often by the end of the week, we hear things that they're so glad they tried it out, or they never thought they were going to make a friend, and now they have seven.
That's been today's Washington Page with Megan Miller of the Crooked Creek Christian Camps. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.